Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few thoughts concerning President Obama's call to raise taxes on the rich and the predictable Republican response. Class warfare! An oldie but a goodie. And about as unexpected as finding green grapes in a fruit salad. Why is it always a war with these guys? The culture war, war on Christmas. Then they accuse Democrats of being emotionally unequipped to go to war. Well, which is it? When taxes are raised on the rich, oh sure, that's class warfare. But when libraries are closed and national parks left to rot so rich people could have more money, that's trickle-down economics. What Barack should do is rename his efforts to balance the playing field, trickle-up economics. That would at least confuse them. Not that they need more confusion. You know what? You're right. It is a class war. You started it, and your side is winning. The Republicans are especially upset about a proposal called the Warren Buffett Rule, which calls for billionaires to pay taxes at the same rate as their secretaries. The GOP puts more faith in the Jimmy Buffett Rule, which holds that anybody who worries about coming up with next month's rent money should start drinking margaritas until they pass out. What is it with the rich? How much money do they need? How many cars can you drive? How many imported beluga caviar cream cheese canapes can you consume at a single cocktail party? The richest 400 families in this country control more wealth than the bottom 150 million people put together. And anytime somebody wearing a watch worth more than a house talks about class warfare, they should have a hose shoved down their throat and goose liver pumped in until they leak from the ears. From the front lines of the class war, hunkered down in my bunker with a view, for WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.